Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Today is episode 373. It's going to be a great day because it's always a great day, even if it's snowing or it's not snowing or it's cold or it's hot. I just think it's always a great day. So, hopefully you think that too. Hey, let me let folks know that we are streaming live at www.ustreamtv.com. That's a U, not Y-O-U, but U. If you go there, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, click on this word watch. It's really nondescript, but it's down there. And once you've done that, you'll type in the words Dentally Speaking and it'll come up. Or you can just simply go to dentallyspeaking.com and click on the thing that says when the show time is, which is live at 8:30, which is wrong, unless you're listening at 8:30 for some people. But anyway, click on that. It's a link, and you can also watch there. All right, so today we have singer-songwriter Brian Sauer live in the studio with us. Later we're going to hear him sing live, and we're going to find out his connection to dentistry. But first, let me tell you a little bit about him. Okay, Brian was born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, and currently lives in Bellevue, Kentucky, right across the river from downtown Cincy. He studied game and simulation development at Shawnee State University and later earned his Master's of Computer Science from Northern Kentucky University while he has a day job as a programmer. When I said playing, I'm thinking he's just playing video games and he's calling that school. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a little bit anyway. But his true aspirations are to become a musician, which he's been working towards since high school. He also enjoys outdoors, biking, and frisbee golf. Brian, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
It's going
to
be fun. I'm happy that you're here and you brave the snow and ice and all that peril, so that's wonderful. All right, so tell me a little bit about your music. How would you describe your music?
I like to describe it as folk music and a little bit of Americana.
Okay.
You know, just kind of your typical singer-songwriter stuff.
Okay, so it's all heartfelt songs, things that had to do with your life?
Yeah, well, not so much my life. A lot of times I like to try to pull from historical things from where I'm from, Cincinnati and the West Side especially. And I really try to tap into the tradition of folk music of telling stories that otherwise sometimes don't get told.
If you were going to write a song about me, would it be about root canals or what would it be?
It could be. I mean, I don't know. Or you know, it could be like, you know, striking out, you know, tackling dentistry, you know, something like that. You know, it can be more, it's got to be more epic than just root canals.
Do you have any songs with the word smile in it? Smile in them?
Yeah, I think there's a couple songs. Smile definitely is a couple. There's a couple songs of smile in because I think a smile, you know, can kind of broadcast something to other people and really can, you know, project some warmness that other gestures really can't. So yeah. I think smile comes up a lot in songs because of that.
Okay. So now you brought a ukulele with you.
Yes.
And how long have you been playing that? And I assume it's the same as guitar, just a different size when you play it.
Yeah, this one's a baritone ukulele. So
I didn't know they had such a thing.
Yeah. So the last four strings are tuned the same as guitar. It just sounds a little more mellow and doesn't have the two bass notes on it.
So how long have you been singing? I know you since high school. You didn't start in high school, did you?
I played the piano when I was a little kid, and I used to play in the house and make up songs and sing. And in retrospect, it was probably incredibly obnoxious for the rest of my family. I came in. Well, I think if I were living in that house, then I'd be like, "What are you doing? Be quiet!" So I've been, you know, playing music, piano, and then in high school, I'm not entirely sure why. Which is kind of weird. Most people are like, yeah, I got my first guitar on this day. But I'm not sure how I ended up with this instrument. I remember I got it in the mail.
Really?
And after that, That's what I play now. So I don't know why.
Maybe the mailman was supposed to deliver it to your next door neighbor and it came to you by accident.
Could be. I don't know.
So I don't know if you know this, but I play the drums. So it's probably more obnoxious to have a kid who can't play the drums playing the drums than strumming at a guitar. What would you think?
Yeah, probably. I bought a drum set when I was about 20, still living in my parents' house. So there was a lot of problems with that. I'm still working on that one actively, but, you know.
Because we would get calls from the neighbors.
Oh, really?
And even my father, I'd get home from school at about 3, and I'd go down and start practicing. He'd get home from work at 3:20 and come down and say, "Why do you always wait till I get home to practice?" So it's amazing I actually learned. So what are your musical goals? What do you want to be? You want to be on The Voice? You want to be American Idol? You want to just skip all that and be famous?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the whole fame. I think it's really hard for the kind of music I play to get famous. So famous is kind of...
Hey, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. This is a big step. But being like a stadium, selling out stadiums and stardom, I don't think is in the future. I had a friend in college. I was in a band, and he started this band, and we played around. And his impact on me personally, and just the few people that I know, is so profound. And really, my goal is just to if I could just have a small group of friends and family and people that are just really enjoying my music and can leave some impression on them. That's really my ultimate goal.
Okay. Okay, and maybe make your living doing music because you love it so much?
Yeah.
You don't have to be famous, but you just, if you can pay the bills.
Right, yeah. I don't think I need to be, driving around in a fancy car, all that, making all that money. But if I could make, a living, and just doing what I love, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? I think we want to go ahead and tell people, what is your connection to dentistry? Like, if they're wondering, why do we have Brian on the show besides we do have lots of singer-songwriters? Tell us your connection.
Well, one connection I have is my aunt is a dental hygienist, and she was always my dental hygienist. So I've never been really nervous about the dentist or anything like that because, she's really gentle and good hygienist. And then I'm also currently engaged to a dental hygienist.
To a dental hygienist.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. So... we're going to have to talk about brushing and flossing in the second half of the show.
Oh, boy. All right.
But, hey, would you mind playing a song for us?
Yeah, sure. This first song I'm going to play is called The Waldvogel Viaduct. And it's about a bridge that was on U.S. Route 50 on the west side of Cincinnati. And they tore it down. And it was this really crumbly post-war kind of relic. And so this song is kind of an ode to that.
Okay. Brian Sauer, former gamer and software engineer and singer-songwriter. Here we go.
When we drove to the city, when I was a kid, we always made the way of a tired old bridge, but they done torn it down. And all that remains is a fragment of a memory in the back of my brain, because the clumsy old bridge just couldn't contend when a city engineer ranked it 4 out of 10. For structural integrity, it had to be condemned. So with 4 little words, they sent it to its end. And they said, tear it on down. Tear it on down, tear the Waldvogel Viaduct to the ground. There's no need to renovate, there's no hope to repair. We'll tear it on down and we'll forget it was ever there. And with the Waldvogel Viaduct finally out of the way, Lower Price Hill could see the light of day. And the years of neglect and the urban decay showed the Route 50 commuters its ugly face, and it stared deep into the souls with an empty glare. And they tried to look away and act like it wasn't there, but when they looked down the barrel of Old Church Street. Oh, none of them could cope, but all of them agreed to just tear it on down, tear it on down, tear Lower Price Hill right to the ground. There's no need to renovate, there's no hope to repair. We'll tear it on down and we'll forget it was ever there. Where does it stop? Where does it cease? When do we look around and finally see that we're plugging up the holes of a sinking ship and we're running out of fingers to plug it up with? 'Cause we keep tearing it down, tearing it down, tearing this city right to the ground. There's no need to renovate, there's no hope to repair. No, we'll tear it on down and we'll forget that it was ever there, that it was ever there.
Wow, that was awesome.
Thank you.
You know what? I wanted to like clap my hands or snap my fingers, but I didn't want to mess up the audio that was going on over the air, but it really makes you want to do that.
Oh, thank you.
That's cool. That's really cool. So now, and I hope everybody out there liked it. If somebody wanted to access your music, how would they do that?
So I have a website. It's www.briansauer.name.
Dot name.
Not dot com, dot name.
Okay, and Sauer is S-A-U-E-R?
Yep, that's right.
Not like Sour Patch.
But no, not like Sour Patch. But believe me, I've heard that all through my life.
You have?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So anyway, no, that was great. So remember, Brian's engaged to a dental hygienist, and his aunt is a dental hygienist, right?
Yep.
That's going to be important later when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, so that'll be coming up later. All right, so who influenced you? Who influenced your music? Who did you grow up listening to?
I grew up listening to, you know, just a lot of the classic rock, you know, Eagles, Elton John, the Beatles, stuff like that, especially the Beatles. But when I went to college, I kind of discovered folk music and really got into to guys like Neil Young and Phil Oakes and the Mountain Goats, which are a band that I really try to emulate. And so I went to college as kind of like a rocker and came back a folk singer. So those are the guys that I really try to emulate. And then also that band I was in college, that's obviously no longer a thing, but that was a huge influence on just seeing how real musicians work and how real musicians kind of struggle and do all that kind of stuff.
Okay. You know, I was thinking, because as a drummer, I'm thinking what I would have done if I were on the drums.
And yeah.
Have you ever played with a drummer?
I played with a drummer. I played with a drummer one time, it was cool having the beat. I think he just had some brushes and a snare, and it was just really cool having that that driving beat.
Right. Well, maybe we'll have to, like, jam together
someday.
Oh, that'd
be great.
All right. It looks like it's about time to go to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Remember that the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weisnumber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And you may want to remember that this morning's guest, Brian Sauer, a singer-songwriter, his connection to dentistry is that his longtime girlfriend and now fiancée is a dental hygienist, as well as his aunt is a dental hygienist. All right. Here we go, but you need to listen to this first before we do the question.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. Our guest in the studio today is singer-songwriter Brian Sauer. What is his What is his connection to dentistry? Is it A, he is also a dental laboratory technician? B, he had braces 4 times over 7 years? C, he once applied to dental school? D, his longtime girlfriend and fiance is a dental hygienist? Or E, he holds the world's record for nonstop flossing? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
ただいま、あなたのお気に入りの番組からドクター・クビッコのデンタリースピーキングをお送りしています。
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of dentists and the dark.
We're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Today, the question is, our guest in the studio this morning is singer-songwriter Brian Sauer. What is his connection to dentistry? Is it A, he is also a dental laboratory technician? B, he had braces 4 times over 7 years? C, he once applied to dental school? D, his longtime girlfriend and fiance is a dental hygienist? Or E, he holds the world record for nonstop flossing? And we have with us on the line today, we have 4 callers. We have Carol, Bill, Aaron, and Tom. And we're going to ask Brian to pick a number between 1 and 4.
I'm going to pick 2.
2. Okay, that would be Tom. Hey, Tom, are you there?
I am.
Good. Well, first of all, thanks for listening. And secondly, do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
Yes, I do.
Good. What is it?
His longtime girlfriend slash fiance is dental hygienist.
Okay. Good for you. That's great. Well, hey, what do you do for a living, by the way, Tom?
I work for the city of Columbus.
Okay. Shouldn't you be out plowing the snow right now?
I am right now.
Oh, seriously,
oh,
good.
Wow.
Good for you. Thank you.
Good for you.
So, hey, stay on the line. We have to get the information where to have those flowers sent from Vice Denver, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, so let's get back to Brian. So now, Brian, now that we know a little bit about your music, a little bit about you, and the fact that you're engaged to a dental hygienist, tell me about the first time you've ever performed in public. Were you nervous? Did you make eye contact? Did you smile, or were you serious, or was it intimidating? All that stuff.
Well, the first time that I performed in public, there was a lot of smiling going on, and it was the type of smile like, if you're not smiling, then you're crying.
Oh,
and the
so
reason
you just had
is
to keep smiling.
This is a lesson to everybody about the dangers of social media. There was a concert, an event on Facebook about this concert called Jam Fest, and it seemed really legit. You know, they're talking about, oh yeah, I park here, and we got these rules from the county, and we're gonna have food, and you can sell your merch, and you know, we're gonna have these bands performing, and my cousin's band was in it, and so I was like, oh, I want to get in on this. So I talked to the guy, and you know, we set it up, and I was really stoked, and we get out there, and it's some like 15-year-old kid that had this concert in his backyard. And there was a stage that was about 6 inches high that he made out of like plywood.
Oh, really?
And
Lego?
Yeah.
Legos.
And the whole crowd was these like dressed in black metal kids.
Oh, wow.
And I get up there with my ukulele and just start playing them some folk music.
Oh, they expected you to be screaming the words.
And they, but
tear
you know
the
what?
Bridge.
They were. you know, they were, I thought they were going to attack and kill me, but they were pretty cool. They were bobbing their heads. They listened, and it was a good experience. But I was up there just like, all right, well, put on a smile and see what we can do for all these metal kids, you know.
How many other musicians showed up?
There was like four bands there, and none of them are bands anymore. That's what they said on the. They're like, yeah, and if you play at Jam Fest and you get to go to every other year's Jam Fest, there's never been a Jam Fest since. I think I'm going to try to host Jam Fest this year. So
okay, so you can put all these other bands out of business, so you'll be the only one left.
Yeah, I think so.
That's interesting. So now, given how nerve-wracking performing in public can be, like how important do you think it is that you be comfortable in your own skin, with your smile? I mean, if you had had Billy Bob teeth, what would you have done?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. As far as performing goes, you know, you got to be as... getting comfortable is, like, one of the hardest parts. A lot of people can play music, but getting comfortable is really difficult. And the last thing you want to worry about is your Billy Bob teeth. You know, you want to be... You're trying to worry about the music, trying to worry about what you're saying and stuff like that. And the last thing you want is Billy Bob teeth or something like that. So I think that's really important that you get all that out of the way. So then when you get on stage, then you can put that in the back of your mind and not even worry about it.
Right, right. And then you just can concentrate on the music.
Right, yeah.
And then worry about if they're looking at your hat or they're looking at your beard or whatever. Hey, can you play another song before we let the day slip by and we run out of time?
Yeah, sure. I'll play one more song.
What's this one going to be? He's going to have to put his...
Is it okay if I lose the headphones?
Yeah, you can lose the headphones as long as you can hear yourself. He's going to put a little thing over his head that will allow him to play a harmonica. Yeah, just set those down.
Yeah.
So, what's the name of this one?
This song is called The House on Edgar Street.
Okay.
This EP that I have that's on the website, it's all about the stretch of U.S. Route 50 west of Cincinnati.
Okay.
So this is about a rundown house on Edgar Street, which comes off of that.
Okay, here we go. Brian Sauer.
Yes, I am the house on Edgar Street, sitting down by the river. Not a living soul does live in me, but then plenty of ghosts around. And my halls whisper about the times when Main Street wasn't a highway. And since I'm not in over the Rhine, I sit idle on my empty street. I'll never be a trendy brewery. I was built after the war to end all wars, but I was young and I was indifferent. Since then I have seen so many more that I've learned to be a skeptic. And that slumlord, he don't care about me any more than eviction victims that board my room so frequently. I'm a manifest of long gone pride in an empty shell with nothing left inside. Amazing waste, amazing waste. How have I become such a place? Because I'm empty on the inside and ragged on the outside. I'm a waste of space and time. My floors are still level, my foundation is strong, but it doesn't seem to matter. Since I've been empty for this long, it gets so hard to fill the void. And I wonder why it has to be. this life for me and my brothers. And I wonder why society builds more and more just ways to build more and more till others share my fate. Amazing ways, amazing ways. How have I become such a place? Because I'm empty on the inside and ragged on the outside. I'm a waste of space and time. Yes, I am the house on Edgar Street, sitting down by the river. Not a living soul does live in me, but them ghosts still hang around.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dr. Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked? And while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years. What if I told you that you could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us today at 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking, and today we have in the studio with us singer-songwriter Brian Sauer. Happens to be engaged to a dental hygienist, but that was awesome, Brian. That was great.
Thank you.
Sorry we didn't talk about it before the commercial break, but we were afraid we were going to run out of time.
Yeah.
So, no, that was awesome. Tell me, hey, how can people access your music again?
www.briansauer.name.
.name. And where are you going to be performing if somebody wants to come and see you?
I'm
going to
be at Motor Pub in Cincinnati Sunday night.
Motor Club or Motor Pub?
Pub.
Pub, P-U-B.
Yeah.
Okay.
M-O-T-R-P-U-B.
M-O-T-R?
Yeah.
P-U-B.
Yep.
They couldn't afford the vowel.
No.
Okay.
They did not spin the wheel.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for being on my show. And I'm sure your future wife can remind you to floss and all that stuff,
yeah,
right?
She will.
Okay. Because you didn't win the contest for the most flossing.
No.
Stop, right?
No,
okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, maybe you can work on that. All right. Brian Sauer. Brian Sauer. Dot name.
Yep.
Okay. Motor Pub, Cincinnati. What day?
It's this Sunday. Sunday night.
Give me a date.
March 8th.
March 8th. Okay. All right. That's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.